Deuteronomy Chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years you shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release: every creditor that lends anything unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor, or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner you may exact it again, but that which you lent to your brother your hand shall release, except when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it. Only if you carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. For the Lord your God blesses you, as he promised you, and you shall lend unto many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there be among you a poor man of one of your brethren within any of your gates in your land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need, in that which he lacks. Beware that there be not a thought in your wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cries unto the Lord against you, and it be sin in you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give unto him, because for this thing the Lord your God shall bless you in all your works, and in all that you put your hand unto. For the poor shall never cease out of the land, therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide unto your brother, to your poor, and to your needy, in your land. And if your brother, a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto you, and serve you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, and out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress, of that with which the Lord your God has blessed you, you shall give unto him. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you, therefore I command you this thing today. And it shall be, if he say unto you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your house, because he fares well with you, then you shall take and all, and thrust it through his ear unto the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also unto your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard unto you, when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hired servant to you, in serving you 6 years, and the Lord your God shall bless you in all that you do. All the firstborn males that come of your herd and of your flock you shall sanctify unto the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your bullock, nor share the firstborn of your sheep. You shall eat it before the Lord your God year by year in the place which the Lord shall choose, you and your household. And if there be any blemish in it, as if it be lame, or blind, or have any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it unto the Lord your God. You shall eat it within your gates, the unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the gazelle, and as the hart. Only you shall not eat the blood thereof, you shall pour it upon the ground as water.